Ray and Ray.
Ray Darcy on Radio 1.
Okay. A lot of texts coming in there saying, Ray, an elephant has a 5-year pregnancy. Now, I don't think that's true. Is that a joke? I don't think. Other texts as well saying that the way that Louie Walsh, I'm banging my fists on the counter. They were saying it was wrong. Texting there, leave Brizzy alone. He's from Mullingar. He's great. Now, all the way from Tipperary, another person on the voice. It's Una. Una, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Ray, for having me on. Team Una.
Now, tell me, a lot of the papers are today saying that you're sexy, you're spontaneous, and you're sumptuous. How do you feel about that?
Ray, I just think the show, The Voice of Ireland, just can't be shut down and can't be axed. It's just a disgrace.
And would you feel bad about it if it was axed, Una?
I'd be very, very sad. Team Una.
Now, tell me this. So we had Louie Walsh in here. He was sitting right across from me. Literally.
Sap.
Whoa, you can't be calling him a sap. We're on Radio 1 now.
He's a stupid sap.
Really? Is that how you feel?
He's a stupid sap. Team Una.
But what about Brizzy? He said a lot of bad things about Brizzy.
Oh, I love Brizzy. He's just so sexy and sumptuous, and he's just such a good singer. Like, I just think he's just stupendous.
Jenny, do you think Brizzy is sexy? Get out! No, you're not allowed to come in! I never said you're allowed to come in! Out! Shoo! So, Una, say you want to go on and you want to get your team in The Voice and you want them to win. Have you anything to say to your contestants left in The Voice that looks like it's going to be axed?
Team Una!
Right, okay, that's not very inspiring. Okay, we're looking for bingo bus drivers for the Armanocas.
Ray Darcy on Radio 1.